morning. I'm Dan Klefstad. You're listening to Morning Edition. Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan says he's not going anywhere. That's after four House Democrats called on him to resign in the wake of a corruption scandal. Tony Arnold has more.
In a statement, Madigan says he had candid conversations with his fellow House Democrats and, quote, "the feedback is positive and demonstrates continued support for me in my leadership roles. I have no plans to resign." Several Democratic lawmakers and the top House Republican recently called on Madigan to resign after the utility company Commonwealth Edison admitted it gave jobs and contracts to associates of Madigan to gain the Speaker's favor. Madigan's not been charged, and he denies any wrongdoing. I'm Tony Arnold.
Negotiations continue on a new economic relief package in Congress, which could include additional stimulus checks and aid to state and local governments. Peoria Republican Darren LaHood says the next stimulus package should include a provision streamlining emergency relief funds.
We've given almost $5 billion to the state of Illinois. That money is supposed to filter from the state down to cities and municipalities. That has not happened. That needs to happen. What I've recommended is let's have it go directly to cities and municipalities.
LaHood also supports an extension of unemployment benefits, but at a cap of $200 to $300 per week. He made his comments on the 21st show. The downstate attorney challenging aspects of Governor Pritzker's COVID-19 response said he would halt the progress of his dozen or so lawsuits if lawmakers return to Springfield. The State Journal Register reports Thomas DeVore's many cases question whether the governor is authorized to exercise unilateral control over the management of a disaster. In an open letter to legislative leaders, DeVore implored lawmakers to determine rules for schools and businesses to safely resume operations. A spokesperson for Senate President Don Harmon said the Senate has no plans to reconvene before November's veto session. And the Rockford Ice Hogs and Chicago Wolves won't be hitting the ice in October. The American Hockey League announced it is delaying the start of its season, which will now begin December 4th because of the pandemic. The AHL's Return to Play Task Force will continue to monitor outbreaks in all 31 of the league's cities. The league ended its last season early and canceled playoffs as the pandemic intensified. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. As COVID cases continue to rise in the region, the Jackson County Health Department is reaching out to young people. They're hoping to slow the spread of COVID-19. WSIU's Benji Jeffords reports on how they're focusing their efforts.
Jackson County Health Department Administrator Bart Hagston says vape pens have been a big contributor to the increase in cases.
Of the young adults that we've talked to that have been positive for COVID, that has been a pretty common comment that they have made to our contact tracers is that they are sharing vaping devices and they're vaping in small groups.
167, or 70%, of the new cases emerge from people whose ages range from teens to the mid-20s. Hagston says the department's seen some resistance from young adults in sharing information. He says they're trying to avoid being in quarantine. For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.
West Central Illinois appears to be just a few days away from implementing new COVID-19 restrictions if trends don't reverse. That's the message from Governor J.B. Pritzker when he was in Peoria yesterday. Peoria and LaSalle counties are two hot spots in Region 2. That region stretches from the Quad Cities to Bloomington.
The most impactful change starts locally. I'll be frank. We need to see some change here in the Peoria area when it comes to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Peoria County's positivity rate has doubled in the past 2 weeks. The region as a whole has recorded increased positivity rates and hospital admissions. 7 days of both would trigger new restrictions, catered to trends seen on an individual county basis. I'm Jennifer Fuller.